being loshuf, or else to shmir it, then you have to yet, or else l'shabetz, or else you have to put the pegs inside it, l'garo, you have to smooth it down, to plan it down, or else l'karkav, also to trim it, or else l'hakish b'kurnis, you still have to hammer it out. So these things are it's not makabel tuma. What's going to be mechusa kan? Let's say it's missing a base, or oigun is missing a rim, or oigun is missing a handle to it. Tor by kli matchis, if they're not finished, is missing something. They're all tor. Mechusa kisui. Let's say the kli, the pot itself was finished. It's only missing a lid on top. So tamei, then it's called the kli is finished. After then it's makabel tuma. For the gemara maishnahani, maishnahani. What's taka difference? How do you know to make the differences? The mechil between matches and eight. How do you know to make the difference? Yeah. Rashi Tosis says what agumayu. How do we know to say when the kli is not finished completely yet? So by eight it's mekabel tumah and by matches not. That's the Mora's question. How do you know the difference? So Mora says, Reb Yechon Omar Hoyul. Since they're made to mechabed what to honor people with, so that's for us to say it's not finished yet. So I say that's not a finished thing. Therefore, metal tark is made for special things. Therefore, kozman you didn't finish using it yet is not fit altogether. Mashenkin wood is not really meant lechabed to like honor people with. So therefore, as long as it's usable a little bit. Is already considered a kli. It's not called a kli yet. Until it's finished the melacha, then it's roi to mechabit on the people with it. But wood you don't do anyway, so therefore it's finished, like it's usable right away. That's a biyachin svara. Rav Nachman Amar hoylo dumei mikorim. Similar thing. Since it's very valuable, it's worth a lot. Rashi says, "V'yad yavidul noi lechazlo masayil limcha b'yeka karelim metal kelim are worth a lot." So until you finish all the trimmings around it, it's not fit to be sold yet. Therefore, it's not fit to be used. Ma'ashen kein wood is fit to be used. It's not so expensive; you could use it right away. Yeah. Where it says, "My benai," what's the difference between these two reasons? Whether because it's oimid lechaber or it's because it's expensive, he could benayu kli etzem. What's going to be with a kli made out of a bone? So Rashi says, the meyim yikorim, they're very expensive, but they're not made lechabit. So that's the question. You make a kli out of a bone, and it's not completely finished with all its trimmings, would it be makabel tumah or not? So Rashi says, the yavdur of Nachman time, or Nachman goes according to his own time. The yomer of Nachman says, kli etzem, or kli made out of a bone, kli matchis dam, has lach like kli matchis. So in other words, of course, it's totally inexpensive. And since they're both expensive, therefore it's not mekabel tumah until you finish it. Nechlau, the kli etzem, mekabel tumah. Mashma dawat, the kli etzem is mekabel tumah. A bone kli is mekabel tumah. So, like most kash, who says mekabel tumah altogether? The Morse says, in yes. The Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yishmael, B'nai Shabbiachim, and Brukalainer. Not Tamlem, what does the Pasuk say? V'chol ma'is te'izim. Any kli that, like, it's made from, from goats, the chomais izim tischatu, you should be matar yourself with it. So Lahavi comes to teach us that dover tischatu, you should be matar with it, you should put it into the mikvah. It's any kli that's made from goats, so you have to tischatu, if it comes from, you have to matar it. So Lahavi dover habom and izim, anything that comes out of goats, that kli could be matabal tumah. Menakanaim, whether it comes from the horns of it, or menatlofim, from the hooves. Anything from this kli, any type of a kli you make from it, is mekabel tumah. Shah behemah v'chayim nahenu, any other behemah or animal, things you make from it. Talmudayim v'chol ma'isa. So in other words, who are din bones also? It's included in chol ma'isa, or the chol ma'isizim, that even the bones of the animal, if you make a kli out of it, it's also mekabel tumah. But the moram came to the soul, matam lam izim, you're telling me any animal has the same halacha, so why does it say dafka goats for? So where it says properly eifus and echlam, it's including a bird. We have the bones of a bird, that's not makabel tumah. Why is it? That's not choshev at all. So that's not makabel tumah. Yeah. Where's the properly eifus? We're going, tziporne, shaysa mihim, akelim. For from the nails of the birds, if you make a kli from the nails of the birds, that's not mekabel tumah. Now the Mishnah says, ha-chayiv b'shkedim, whatever, when bitter almonds, it's chayiv to take off maisris, sa-chayiv b'shkedim ha-morim, bitter almonds, is part of the mesukim. You're part of taking it off when it's sweet. And a-chayiv b'mesukim, whenever you chayiv, when it's sweet, almonds, is part of a-morim, you're part of when they become bitter. So we'll see what this means. So it's Torah Rabbanim, shkedim ha-morim, you have bitter almonds. So kitanim, when they're still small, prices then they're edible. When they become too big, they're too bitter, you can't eat them anymore. So small almonds, small bitter almonds, is chayovim. Then you have to take off shumas ha-maisris, because it's edible. Gidolim p'turim, when the almonds grow big, they become so bitter, then they're potter from shumas ha-maisris. It's too bitter, it's not really eat anymore. Vashenken mesukim is the opposite. By sweet almonds, it's just the opposite. Gidolim chayovim, when the nigmar period, then the chayiv. In Shumas HaMaisers. But Ketanim, when they're small, when they're still small, then Pturim. Rashi says, Shein Derech HaKhloson Kach. People don't eat these sweet almonds when they're small. Tadarab, when they're still small, it's not Roy Teet, it's not Derech Teet, you put them in Shumas HaMaisers. We have Yishmael Breb Yesi Yomer, Mishmael, the name of his father. Zev is a lifter. No, some say both Ketanim are Potter. So Rashi says, Lifter means Ketanim are Pturim, Beymar and Beymesukim. He learned that if they're small, they're part of both types. And the Yamal, some say no. What he meant to say was Zev is Elachiyuvay, the opposite. He meant to say Elachiyash is Bagdolim. If you have big almonds, whether they're bitter or whether they're sweet, both of them are Chayiv and Maisris. That's what he meant to say. See, Bishmolachu makes the Chilik. What do we do? Some Rabbi Loi, Hoyru Rabbi Chanina B'Tzipori, Rabbi Chanina Paskin in Tzipori, Kediv Remla, the one that says Zev is a lifter. As when you have small ones, he owes both of them a potter. Even small bitter ones is also potter from Trumas HaMaisus. So even though it's edible then, he owes no, small ones is always potter. Moras says, Lamandiyam, the one that said, Zev is Elechiyiv, Kedoylem Lamaychozi. How could you say Yechayiv on big bitter ones? The big bitter ones are too bitter to eat, so why Yechayiv? On Rav Yechon, the Teretz is, Hoyol V'yochol L'masakin Adeyor. No, you could cook it up. If you cook them up, you'd make them edible, even though right now they're big and bitter. It's too bitter to eat, but people can still eat it. If you cook it up, you make it edible. So therefore, you're still chayiv in Shumas HaMaisus. Now the Mishnah says, Ha-Temed, this is wine that you make temed is you take out the chatzan and bezagim, just the pits and the shells of wine after you first made the first wine, where you squash down the grapes. So the leftover, the pits and the shells, what they do is they pour water over that, and they make like a second type of wine. That's called hatemet. But they put the wine on top of the pits and shells of the grapes. So actually, hechmetz, if the water didn't become chametz yet, means it didn't start to ferment yet, so then the water is still considered just like water. And therefore, eino nikach b'kas of meiser. If you have money, you had meiser sheni, that you appointed it outside Yerushalayim, and now you bring the money into your shrine, you're supposed to buy food. Now you can't just stand by water with it. You have to buy maybe at least wine. So this temet, before it became hechel, before it's fermented, it's not called wine yet, so you can't buy it from the money of Maaseh Sheni. It's only called like water. And therefore, since it's still considered like water, it'll place less than mikvah. If three lukim of this fall into the mikvah and the mayim shuvim, it would pass through the mikvah. Ma'ashenkei mishehechmetz, once this temet starts to ferment, so it has a loch of wine, then a loch is nikach b'kes of maisa. You could buy it with the money of maisa sheni. When you go to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to buy wine with the mois of maisa sheni. So you could buy this temet. And now, once it fermented, it's called wine, v'yeinu poislas a mikvah. Even though it's shuvim, it's in a kli, but the loch is only water passes the mikvah with gimalugim. Ma'ashenkein, wine is not called water anymore. It does not pass the mikvah with gimalugim. It'll only pass the mikvah, it makes a shinumara. If it changes the whole color of the mikvah. Before it changes the whole color, it's still kosher. Then the Mishnah says, Ho'achin hashutfim. Let's say you have two brothers that yarshin their father, and after they made the chalukah, they consider them like shutfim. They're still keeping it together. So it depends. Locher is kishachayovim bekalboin. When the chayav to give this extra coin, the locher is when you give a machzah shekel, so if two people give a shekel together, they have to add on this kalbon, this small matbeya, an extra amount. But that's when you're doing a b'tera shutfis by partners. So if you're doing a b'tera shutfim, then the locher is peturim in ma'isa b'ema. The locher is that shutfim partners are partners for ma'isa b'ema. If two people own an animal together and it gives birth, even though they have 10 new animals, they're partners for ma'isa b'ema. Only if you own it yourself, not b'shutfis. So therefore, when you do things b'shutfis, machfa shakli yichayiv in the kalbon. But then you're partners for ma'isa b'ema. And the opposite. When these two brothers, when they don't have a loch of shutfim, a loch like they made a chaluk and each one owns his own portion, so then it's suited you own your own animal, and then memela, what if you have 10 new animals, yechayv b'maisa beima, then peturim in akalbein, then if you give the machfa shekel for you and for your brother, you're not doing it b'shutfis, but rather giving him for a present. When you pay for your friend b'toros amatono, then you do not have to add this extra coin, the kolbein. So the chur also, again, before they make a chalukah, as they didn't divide up the Yerushi yet, it's considered like the money like still belongs to the father. So therefore there'll be chayiv and ma'isa behema. If they take off money from it to pay for the machsa shekel, it's like the father is paying for his sons, like a matono, then also there'll be potter from the kolbein. I mean, forget, then there'll be chayiv and ma'isa behema. If they still like belongs to the father, he's a yochid, then there'll be chayiv and ma'isa behema, but then they'll put them in a kolbein. But once they made the chalukah, and now they're like shutvim, so now they're potter from ma'isa b'hema. But if they give them a whole shekel for both of them, they'll be chayiv in this kolbein. Now the Gemara says, money must be snuza mishta go like. Loi Reb Yudu v'loi Rabbonin. Hilchos temed, about this type of a wine, is like neither Reb Yudu and Rabbonin. The Tani will learn like this. Hametamet, if somebody's making this temed. Now, in other words, you have the shells in the pits, and Venos and Mind Amida, let's say you put a half a gallon of water on top of it. Or Motza, how much comes out, how much liquid comes out? Or Motza Kadei Midosoi, only a half a gallon comes out. So Potter, he holds your Potter from Truma Samaisus, it's not called wine yet, it's only considered like water. If you have Yud and Mechav, Yud holds no, it's called wine, and Yechayiv and Maisus. So Mani, who's that Mishnah go like? E Rabbonin, so Afagav Dechmet, even though it became start to ferment, but since only the same amount came out, it should not be called yain yet. And the Rabbi Yehuda, Afagav Lehechmas, even though it didn't ferment yet, if Yehuda holds, once you put water on top of it, right away it's called wine. So does our Mishnah go like that? It's totally whether the temid started to ferment yet or not. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on. So the Machoike says, when you were holding the Abchov Vogomer Aleph. Again, we're in the middle of Shiloh, that who does our Mishnah go like? That our Mishnah said aloha by temed, that's the type of wine that you pour the water over the pits and shells of grapes. So our Mishnah said that before it started to ferment, it's called water. You can't bark with Maisa Shem in the Apostles of the Mikvah. But after it starts to ferment, then it's called Yayim, then you could bark with Maisa Shem. And then it does not pass with the Mikvah. The question was, who does the Mishnah go like? Not like if you're not the Rabbonin, because they mashma argue whether it's called wine even without fermenting. So Gemara said no. The Gemara was Om Rav Nachman Om Rav Avua b'shehech mitz machlekes on top of the chavov that the machlekes.